everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I am your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 52nd episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each and every episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's dance the dance, they dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled Birds of a Feather, original air date February 8, 1993. The title card is a clown singing opera, and it looks simplistic and a bit abstract. I actually like it a lot. We start with the Penguin robbing an art gallery as he brags about what great taste in paintings he has. Batman arrives, and with a throw of some batarangs, he takes out the Penguin's henchmen by pinning their wrists to the wall. And don't worry, the batarangs are U-shaped for some reason, so it's not like he did like a Passion of the Christ on them or something. Besides, Batman would probably just like to kill them instead of torture them anyway. Penguin throws a tantrum at Batman's arrival, like if it's a shock to him or something, was he really not expecting Batman to show up? Penguin uses his machine gun umbrella to pin Batman down against the rail, but Batman cuts the rope of a chandelier using a batarang, and the chandelier lands on Penguin and he is defeated. We transition from that scene to the Penguin in prison, and Penguin is happy because it's the last day of his sentence. Penguin tells the guard that he has given up a life of crime and will reform. He will be on top of high society again, and there is no doubt a limo is waiting for him. I don't know why I'm making the Penguin sound like John Lovitz. Yeah, that's the ticket! We go outside, and there is no limo. Penguin looks at the road, and a dirty, broken-down bus almost runs him over. The bus driver is a rude lady who yells at him to get on, and inside the dirty bus is nothing but sick old people and like young punk people with mohawks and such. We cut to a mansion where we meet Veronica Vreeland and Pierce. They are the most uptight high society snobs ever. I mean, just listen to Pierce's voice.
I'm slipping, Pierce. Only 24 invitations this month.
Oh, my dear, you're practically out. It's high time you threw a party and make it the biggest bash ever.
Yes, yes, but how?
Okay, usually the creators of this series always brag about how they hire actors and not just cartoon character voices. But really? You picked that actor for Pierce? This is like the most cartoony thing I've ever heard, at least on this show. Pierce comes up with the idea to invite Penguin to Veronica's party so that she may get publicity, and Veronica loves it. Penguin arrives to an empty apartment where for some reason he expects a surprise party from the other villains. Why? And also, wouldn't they just like be serving themselves up on a silver platter for Batman if they did that? It'd be like, they're all just gathered in one room. I'm sure Batman could just find them and arrest them all.
I'd best prepare myself for the welcoming throngs. Well, fellow rogues, it's great to be back. If you're trying to surprise me, you're doing an excellent job. Say, who's there? Two-Face? Croc? Joker, old shoe!
Batman is at the apartment, so see, I told you he could have shown up and arrested them all. And he tells Penguin that he will be watching him. And Penguin tells Batman that he has reformed, so there's no need for that. And Batman just leaves. Penguin gets a phone call, and it's Veronica. She invites Penguin out to dinner. And for those of you confused as to why Penguin would even know who Veronica is basically the Paris Hilton or the Kim Kardashian of this series. Which, oh god, I can't believe I had to mention those names here. We are now at the restaurant, and Penguin is having dinner with Veronica. He is being loud and obnoxious as the other diners are appalled, and we get a pretty funny joke here.
Si, senor. A table for two?
Is that who I think it is?
Come along, Binky. We've already been robbed once this year.
Signore, aspetta, aspetta.
Customers are leaving and the maitre d' is angry. Ha, see, I could say fancy things. And okay, I'm gonna point out something here. The animation is enchantingly bad in this episode. It's not good at all. But they make Penguin look very endearing and relatable. He's like rounder than usual. He looks like just a bit more human than they usually draw him. So it really works with the story they're trying to tell. But for some reason, there are scenes that get really, really blurry for no reason. It's like if the camera is zoomed into the drawing so much that everything goes out of focus. And it happens a lot. It happens in like 4 or 5 scenes. And it's very, very distracting. It looks like somebody smeared Vaseline on the lens. It's just really weird. Penguin asks Veronica what her scheme is because a woman like her would not be interested in a man like him without wanting something in return. Veronica seduces Penguin, and to be fair, it would probably work on me as well.
Why, Oswald, how could you think such a thing? I've always been captivated by your rapacious wit. Not to mention that fine Roman nose.
Penguin asks for the check, but the waiter tells him that the meal is free if he would just leave. So, okay, before we move on, I'm going to go on a small rant here. I hate it. I just hate saying, can I have the check at a restaurant? It's not a check. They're not paying you. You're not paying them. You're not cashing this in for cash. It's a bill. Ask for the bill, not for the check. Penguin and Veronica leave, and they walk home. Veronica invites Penguin to her party, and on the way, they run into some gang members. Now, the gang members try to rob them, but Penguin defends Veronica using his umbrella to beat them up. And this is actually pretty cool, seeing Penguin be, like, all heroic. Penguin is still fighting, but he gets tied up. And Batman is the one who tied him up. Batman then proceeds to beat up the other gang members for, like, the next 10 minutes. Veronica insists that Batman let go of Penguin, and Batman is just shocked. She tells him that Penguin was defending her, not attacking her. And Veronica seems, like, impressed after Penguin's heroic deed. And you know what? It's cool. I like it. I like the fat guy getting the princess. It's just, I don't know. The underdog getting the girls. Cool. Penguin and Veronica have this exchange while Batman can't believe his pointy ears.
I'm so sorry, Ozzy.
As long as you weren't bruised, my Peach.
Peach?
I love Batman's Peach. It's awesome. The next day, at an art show, Veronica and Pierce are talking about the previous night's happenings, and Veronica seems to be really taking a liking to Penguin. She mentions how it was really... She never felt that before, like a guy rushing to defend her that way, so she seems to be starting to like him. Bruce Wayne is there, and he overhears this conversation. Veronica tells Bruce about Penguin being at her party, and he can't believe it. He's asking her, like, why? Pierce tells him that they're using Penguin just for publicity, and Bruce Wayne warns them about playing a joke like that. We are with Penguin and Veronica at the opera as they watch Pagliacci. Ha, see, I can be sophisticated. Penguin is at the balcony singing along, very off-key. Okay, to me this is hilarious because, as I have mentioned in the past, the Penguin is voiced by Paul Williams, who is a very successful musician, and he has an awesome voice. He is, seriously, I really, really like his music a lot. It is, his music to me is only second to Elton John's. Like, he's really good. And I just like the fact that he's doing the weird Penguin voice. And you know what, I usually play music at the end of the episodes. I'll play one of his songs at the end. Just so you can hear Paul Williams' voice, and just pretend that it's Penguin singing that song. It's going to be cool. Penguin seems to, like, really be completely in love with Veronica, but Veronica just seems grossed out by it all. Across the theater, we see Pierce watching all this through binoculars, and he is just laughing his butt off, and of course he has the whole snobby type of laugh. Bruce Wayne is sitting in the balcony next to him, and he just seems disgusted by it all. And hey, it looks like Bruce's date for the opera is Dr. Leslie Tompkins, so good for him to take her out. I like her character a lot. We haven't seen enough of her. It's the night of the party, and Penguin is being his usual self as he taunts the manager of the Gotham Bank, telling him about beefing up security because his bank was really easy to rob. He makes fun of some lady's dress, and he wants to talk to Mayor Hill, and Mayor Hill's just trying to avoid him. Pierce is loving it all, but Veronica just, she's getting a bad feeling about this. Penguin goes outside, and he looks at a jewelry box that he has in his pocket. Bruce Wayne catches up to Penguin, and they start this conversation.
Admiring the Vreeland jewelry, Mr. Cobblepot?
Ah, Mr. Wayne, isn't it? Actually, I was thinking of adding this to her collection.
Well, I'm sorry. Maybe the rumors of your reform are not exaggerated.
Anything's possible when love is involved, if you'll excuse me.
I don't know, I just find it sad. It's sad. The whole situation is sad. He really wants to become a better person. He's really falling for this girl, and she's just playing him. And as I said, the bad animation really helps in making Penguin very likable in this, because he just looks weird, but he looks very relatable. I don't know, it's something about him here from other episodes that they give him like these weird facial expressions that the bad animation kind of just helps, and I don't know, he's really likable here. Penguin goes back inside, and he overhears Piers and Veronica talking.
Oh, will you relax? You've done him a favor.
But Piers...
You said it yourself. That fat bird would never get invited to a party like this. Not with those clothes, that waddle, those flippers.
Oswald!
Did she mention my fine Roman nose?
Penguin uses his umbrella to shoot knockout gas and take out both Pierce and Veronica. The guests hear a scream and Bruce Wayne rushes in to help. He reaches Veronica in time to see Penguin use his helicopter umbrella to fly away with her. We cut to Jim Gordon's office where Pierce is pestering Gordon about finding Veronica. And Jim has had enough and he lashes out at Pierce as Batman sits on the ledge outside the window listening in.
It's times like these when I wonder why we pay you people.
Listen here, you simpering little twit. You were foolish enough to invite the Penguin. Now it's his party.
At that point, a robotic hummingbird crashes through the window with a note. It's a ransom note. Penguin wants $1 million and Pierce is all like,
oh, pocket change, that should be easy to get.
And the only thing is, Penguin wants Pierce to make the delivery. We are at some dirty alleyway where Pierce is walking with a briefcase. Above in the sky is Jim Gordon in a blimp. Oh, come on. Very subtle. A blimp? Really? Penguin, who's like one of your master criminals, is not going to see a police, a giant blimp with the words police on the side flying above the area where you're about to drop off money. Yeah, great trap there, Gordon. A public phone rings. Ask your parents, kids. And Pierce picks up. It's Penguin who tells Pierce to walk to the left, and he will know when to stop walking. Pierce walks, and he falls through a sewer grate. Pierce lands on that rubber ducky boat from the Batman Returns movie, but for some reason, the duck now looks like super angry, and he has a mohawk instead of like that, like looking happy with the little coif curl that he did in the movie. Pierce reaches a docking bay. More like a ducking bay, am I right? Okay. And he hears Penguin over some loudspeakers telling him to get off and walk up the stairs. Pierce follows directions, but then some shackles appear from below and they trap Pierce by the ankles. Pierce is raced through a trap door that leads to the opera house where Penguin was at earlier, where he was singing the bad opera. Veronica is tied up to the chandelier right above Pierce's head, and Penguin takes the money and he looks through it. Penguin finds a bat homing device in the money, which is like the size of like your freaking car keys. It's huge. Come on, how is he not going to find it? Veronica pleads for her life, but Penguin won't have none of it.
Please, Oswald, if it's money you want, I can get you more.
Shut up! All I wanted from you, dearie, was a little friendship. That would have cost you nothing. But now you'll pay.
Penguin is about to cut the rope that will drop the chandelier, killing Veronica and Pierce. But Batman shows up, and both Penguin and Batman begin to fight. Penguin flies away using his helicopter umbrella, and he flies up to the rafters, where he reveals a huge fire-breathing dragon. What the hell? Okay, so it's not a real dragon. It's like a prop used for the show or something. But why the hell would you have it shoot real fire? I mean, seriously, is this something the opera plans? Hey, we're going to just shoot fire out of a dragon. So Penguin sets the place ablaze because, yeah, you have a dragon that shoots fire, which you keep fully loaded for some reason. The fire burns through the chandelier's rope, but Batman grabs the rope, and because now he's Superman for some reason, he stops the chandelier from killing Pierce. He stops it right above his head so it won't kill Pierce or Veronica. And, okay, I know I like Batman and all, but I mentioned this in the other episode where he, like, controlled an airplane with his arms. He's strong. He's a strong dude, but come on. We gotta have some believability here. Batman uses his batarangs to cut the rope that's holding up Penguin's dragon, and Penguin falls. Batman rescues Penguin from dying, because he would have died from the height they were at, but he drops Penguin off on a curtain, and then Penguin falls through the curtain, and it lands on top of him, and Penguin is defeated. We see the cops trying to free Pierce from the shackles, and Penguin is being arrested. And Penguin and Veronica have some last words.
Oswald, I really was growing fond of you. It's too bad this had to happen.
I suppose it's true what they say. Society is to blame. High society.
Batman just hides in the shadows and angrily looks at Veronica. The end. Alright, let's do some after show notes. What the hell? So stupid Veronica and Pierce get away with everything? They ruined the Penguin's rehab, so they ruined his life, basically. He really was trying to go straight. Now he's back in prison. I mean, those two idiots decided to play a joke on him, and he goes to prison, and nothing happens to them. What the hell? And, okay, I wouldn't consider this episode good episode. It's really not. But it's probably the best Penguin episode in the entire series, because sadly, Penguin episodes are usually the worst, as I feel they have no idea how to really utilize the villain. I have a theory, because Penguin episodes are just bad. My theory is that the studio really wanted to tie this to the Batman movies at the time. We only had two. We had Tim Burton's 1989 Batman and Tim Burton's Batman Returns, which debuted it on the same year as the series did. They really wanted them, this is one thing they did force on them, to use the Penguin design from the Batman Returns movies. I mean, some of the animators actually went to the Batman Returns set and did sketches from Danny DeVito's makeup, because at that point, the Penguin design was still being hidden from the public. I have a feeling they really resented this, that they didn't let them do what they wanted with the Penguin, so they decided to make Penguin episodes the worst ones so that people wouldn't like that particular Penguin. That's just a theory. Black helicopters are flying outside my house right now. But it just feels that way. The story is good, but I really do not like that ending. I mean, nothing happens to Pierce and Veronica. Nothing. Their lives were in danger at some point. But you knew Batman was going to rescue them. So really, nothing happened to these people for ruining the Penguin's life again. The animation is bad, but I said it does help make Penguin more endearing. And there's really nothing much else to say here.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
It is time for the Batcave Archives. This is the section of the show where we review each episode. I'm sorry, we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is the 52nd episode. And where would I rank this one? As I mentioned, I don't think it's a good episode, but it is one of the best Penguin ones, which makes it okay. This episode to me ranks somewhere around where the Clock King is. The Clock King is ranked at number 36, with Night of the Ninja ranked at number 37. I actually do like this episode better than the Clock King. I think the Clock King is just really stupid villain. He's just an old man with a watch. It's just the story was actually entertaining, but still, he's a dumb villain. So, this is an easy one. We're gonna rank Birds of a Feather, our new number 36, right after Zatanna and right above the Clock King. Alright, everybody, thank you for listening. But before we go, I do want to make an announcement. I finished my Royal Rumble painting. I've been working on a painting for the last 8 months. It is the biggest painting I've ever done. It is 40 inches by 60 inches. It is huge. It is a Royal Rumble. I picked 15 of my favorite bad guys, 15 of my favorite good guys. I painted them all just fighting in the ring, surrounded by a huge crowd of people, where the majority, I would say about 60% of the crowd in there, is people that I know personally or people that I know are fans of wrestling. So a lot of you listeners are probably part of that painting. The painting is finished, and I will be debuting it at the Meltdown Comics Art Show, sponsored by WWE and Loot Crate. This will be taking place on March 6th, Monday. That's next Monday, starting at 6 p.m. So if you're in the Los Angeles area, this store is located at 7522 West Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles, 90046. You can go on Facebook, look for the event there, or look through their pages to find more information on the event. It will be on display for a week. So it will be on there from the 6th. I believe it goes down the 10th. So if you're not able to go Monday, they will be running it all week. So you could go anytime you want. I personally will be there Monday for the opening. And I will also be there on Tuesday. Tuesday, I'm not sure how long I'll be there. But I'll be there Tuesday and Monday if you'd like to stop by and say hi. Paintings will be on sale, not just for me, but other artists. The original paintings or prints that they make, original print, because we're not allowed to sell prints, but we are allowed to sell the painting on display. So they will be on display. You will be able to purchase any of the paintings there. And I will be taking quite an array of paintings. I'm not exactly sure how many. I have a lot. They have not given me a limit on how many I can take yet. So I'm taking all of them. If they allow me to take all of them, then yeah, go for it. If not, I'll see how many they allow me. So that's why I'm not announcing which paintings will be there. But I know the Royal Rumble painting will be on display. That is 100% fact. So that will be up there. I hope to see some of you there. So stop by and say hi. And that's going to be it, everybody. Thank you for listening. And remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to Captain_Marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous. And remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are Penguin.
Roll on thunder, shine on lightning. The days are long and the nights are frightening. Nothing matters anyway, and that's the hell of it. Winter comes and the winds blow colder. Well, some grow wiser, you just grew older. You never listened anyway, and that's the hell of it. Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you and you're better off dead. Goodbye, goodbye. We've all come to say goodbye, 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 goodbye. Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. And though your music lingers on, all of us are glad you're gone. If I could live my life half as worthlessly as you, I'm convinced that I'll wind up burning too. Love yourself as you love no other. Be no man's fool and be no man's brother. We're all born to die alone, you know that's the hell of it. Life's a game where they're bound to beat you, and time's a trick they can turn to cheat you. And we only waste it anyway, and that's the hell of it. Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you and you're better off dead. Goodbye, goodbye. We've all come to say goodbye, 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 goodbye. Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. Though your music lingers on, well, all of us are glad you're gone.